The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
No one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil.
This is Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder race a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, now divine. Christ was born. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise, we let on within us praise his holy name.
chains shall he break. For the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Those of you tonight on this Christmas Eve in states that have locked you down can be very depressing. Whether you're in the states in the United States with these criminal rules, or whether you're in England locked down, or Italy and different countries, none of us could imagine last Christmas all the things that's assailing us this Christmas. And everybody is in wonder. But we had a prophetic message from Our Lady last Christmas, December 25th, 2019, through Yaakov. And she said, through prayer, with the heart, faith, and works, you will come to know what it means to live a sincere Christian life. People are praying right now, more so than last year. They're becoming more sincere. Our Lady continued, oftentimes, children, darkness, pain, and crosses overwhelm your hearts. Do not waver in faith and ask why, because you think that you're alone and abandoned. And many tonight are. Many are breaking the rules and celebrating Christmas. But for those in localities, it's more severe in enforcing this. You feel abandoned. Our Lady continues, instead, open your heart, pray, and believe firmly, and then your heart will feel God's nearness and that God never abandons you. He is beside you at every moment. Through prayer and faith, God will answer your every why and transform your pain, darkness, and cross into light. The church is suffering now. People are suffering. People are scared. We have no precedent for the situations we find ourselves in. In the 9 days before Christmas novena, many of you who may be praying, last night's meditation of the fifth luminous mystery, it states, the most beastly man, at least once in his life, will have experienced seeing a baby that brought a smile on his face and a joy in his heart. And the meditation continues, the sorrow surrounding the Last Supper is to be canceled by the institution of the Eucharist. When sorrow engulfs you through life situations, approach the altar, knowing the little baby born 2,000 years ago, who embraced the shepherd's hearts, is about to embrace you at that moment. If the most beastly hardened man can be moved, how much more can we, as we receive him from the altar, be relieved of your burdens and sorrows and receive joy? And how do we receive that? From the Eucharist, from Jesus. I've got an ancient book about wisdom statements. One of them says, when man ceases to wonder, God's secrets remain unrevealed. There's so much to be revealed. And that's why it is here, because we as modern man do not see what can't be seen because we wonder no more. We have the answers. We follow the culture. All those things affecting the world. And we block God from revealing to us secrets. In this book, it also says about the spiritual realm and the physical realm. The priest stands every morning upon the shores of the eternal world. What is he saying? He's saying when he's holding up the Eucharist, he's standing on the earth and he raises up the host. He's entered into the spiritual realm. Both places. Going back to the quote, it says, we catch glimpses of the supernatural. As we speak of the mystic words of the Mass, the thin curtain between the two worlds is blown aside for a moment, and we see at least briefly and dimly what the Mass really means. Many people are not going to Mass tonight or tomorrow. But for those who are, you're going to see something in both realms, the spiritual and the physical. That's what happens at Mass. But if you look at it in wonder, it's not unrevealed. The closest we can get to Jesus and the baby Jesus is the Eucharist. And the writing says, after you receive your communion, leaving the altar, quote, when we come away from the altar, returning, so to speak, from the other world to this. It is our duty and our privilege to convey, at least to try to convey to people what we have seen and heard. That's the mystery of the Eucharist, especially at Christmas. And if you're not able to go because of lockdown, you can do spiritual communions. On December 2nd, 2015, Our Lady said, "Through love, Jesus seeks unity between heaven and earth." Wow. Heaven is spiritual and earth is physical. And then he repeats that in a different way, not the heavens or the earth, but the family. Unity between heaven and earth, and then he says, between the Heavenly Father and you, my children. Do you see this pattern? God is bringing the spiritual realm to the physical realm, and the physical realm to the spiritual realm. And this blessed time we're in, the unity is through Our Lady. Our Lady comes every day from the spiritual realm into the physical realm. But she's not in the spiritual realm. She is physically in front of Maria. Maria can touch her. Our Lady can kiss Maria. She's done that. Maria has hugged Our Lady. How can Our Lady be supernatural, transfigured in her body, and be physically touched? This is what has been said. Jesus seeks unity between heaven and earth. We are living something that has never happened before. So take that joy, because Mary and Joseph was in a bad situation, a situation today that is condemned. We've got a mindset of people in poverty are put there by other people. You have all these voices. We got to do the poor. We have the social justice thing, which says nothing about justice. Actually, is injustice. Whether we're rich, middle class, poor, or out on the streets, we're alive. We have life. It struck me very strongly of the terrible situation that Mary and Joseph was in, that in their poverty, in their rejection, no place to stay, Our Lady had the joy of Jesus. What was the opinion of heaven of this sad situation? The opinion of man today in that situation is bad, but that's not what was looked at. We know the opinion of heaven because the heavens was filled with angels rejoicing. We have to have the view of heaven on everything. Because what many people think is bad is not, it's good. And what many people think is good is bad. We're in times of reflection, of thoughtfulness, contemplation. We have to look at ourselves, our nation, our world. We're in this situation because of our sins. They have matured into physical things that's harmful to us, that is dark, even overwhelming, more than we can handle. But in Yaakov's message last Christmas, it's all for the purpose to bring us joy. And that's why Our Lady said, God will answer every why. All these things you're seeing here at Christmas, you're going to get the answer. Through prayer and faith, God will answer your every why and transform your every pain, darkness, and cross into light. If you're going into the light, it will be joy. So we're all suffering. The difficulties, we're going through birth pains, because something is about to be birthed, and it may be much more darker than it is at this moment. But for us as Christians, make every night a holy night. Never go to bed without consecrations to the Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Live holy night, not just Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Every day is to be Christmas, because we have our Deliverer, the Son of God, coming tomorrow in the arms of Our Lady. Contemplate these things. I'd like to end with this ancient writings that speaks prophetically about Our Lady coming today. Brighter than the eastern skies at daybreak, with fancied roses, the unblemished moon, before the moon begins to fade, on heaven's blue coast, thy image falls to earth, and man will kneel before her. Tomorrow is the 25th, We'll be broadcasting Monday, discussing serious things as we approach the first of the year. We wish you a very, very hope-filled Christmas, knowing that you can have the nearness of Jesus to you. We wish you, Our Lady. We love you. Good night.
The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
This ends the Medjanomics broadcast with a friend of Medjugorje. These broadcasts are available as CDs, which are sent directly to your doorstep on a monthly subscription. For information, contact Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.